Wednesday, the 18th of September. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today, we're going to talk all of this week about this movie I want you to watch. And I'll say it each day. I want you to go and watch the movie The Letter, because it's really a beautiful moment of teaching coming from the Vatican, coming from Pope Francis, wanting us to think deeply about the environment. And I think I said to you in the letter, there are four people whose stories we hear. Four people, we hear their stories, we hear what was going on for them. And I want us today to think a little bit about those people. Today we're going to think about Kakik Dada. So Kakik Dada is a chief or the leader of the Novo Linga community of the Borari people. And they live in Mara Indigenous Territory, which is located in present-day Para, Brazil. So that's in Latin America. So you may want to go and look those places up. Latin America, so we had someone from Africa, we had someone from Asia, now we have someone from Latin America. And the Mara land, so these are lands that are given to this indigenous people who've always lived there, include what we call old growth forests. So those are forests that are hundreds and thousands of years old. And we know that the Brazilian forests are some of the most densely populated with different kinds of creatures on the planet, teeming with life and beauty. But they are under threat by logging companies who only want to cut the forest down for a quick profit. And this is even more problematic in that it's not legal logging, but illegal logging. Illegal logging that happens inside of the Mara territory. And so Kakik Dada became an expert in the use of a new technique to capture GPS-tagged photographs of their activities. And his work created evidence of loggers' crimes, forcing the government authorities to take action. As a result of his courageous leadership, Kakik Dada was captured and tortured by mercenaries, and he must now travel with a security expert. Nonetheless, he was unafraid. He continued to advocate for the protection of both his people and their land. And his people have a way of living in the land that is not disruptive to nature, that is in harmony with the natural land around them, that has evolved over hundreds of years of people living there at peace with the land. And so it was he that Pope Francis sent a letter to and invited him to come. And there's a beautiful, beautiful image of him coming to the Vatican and wearing his chieftain's headdress, which is made of huge feathers. It was very, very beautiful. And it looked amazing. After the film, towards the end of the film, Kakik Dada actually says he hopes that because of this film, his life will be safer, that he will not be as persecuted as he has been. And we hope that too. And he carried on working to protect his people and the land, but he's now the leader of a healthcare initiative for several indigenous peoples, bringing together perspectives and arguing. So in Latin America, they call indigenous peoples the peoples who remain in the same way of life that they were in before the colonists came to Latin America. So they're still living the same life. And they're now arguing for equal rights and equal dignity and the right to continue living in harmony with the land the way they always had done. That's a beautiful story, and it's maybe a story we in South Africa can also resonate with, because Latin America was also colonized at the same time as Africa was colonized, and the colonizers, like the logging companies, what they did was illegal. They just grabbed what they wanted, huh? And they destroyed people's lives, they destroyed people's livelihoods, and that is still happening today. And so it kind of helps us think a little bit about our world in a different way. Let's close our eyes now and pray. Maybe we can pray a prayer of protection for all the people who work to defend the rights of people and of the land. We pray that God protects them from those who would seek to harm them or to kill them, to silence them, who threaten them, so that their voices may be heard around the globe, and that the laws that exist to protect them may be held and implemented. And we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.